Hi, I'm Saul. I am here to answer your questions about your labor rights and COVID-19. Keep up to date. Learn about this week's top health news stories. You've probably heard that the U.S. government has announced that it will end the public health emergency related to COVID-19 in May of this year, and here's a quick summary of what that means. 1. Anyone in the U.S. will have access to free COVID-19 vaccination till the U.S. government stockpile is depleted. People who are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance in the U.S. will continue to be able to access COVID-19 vaccination at no cost. 2. The U.S. government purchased a large stockpile of Paxlovid, and Paxlovid from that supply should continue to be available at no cost. After that supply is exhausted, many COVID-19 treatments will no longer be free for those with Medicare and private insurance. They will likely have to cover part of the cost. Medicaid recipients will be able to continue to access Paxlovid treatment at no cost through 2024. 3. People with Medicare and private insurance will no longer be able to access 8 free at-home tests per month. Medicaid recipients will be able to continue to access treatment at no cost through 2024. Uninsured individuals will be largely reliant on public health programs or will have to pay out of pocket for vaccines, tests, and treatment. If you have any questions about your labor rights in the United States and COVID-19, I can give you information at covid-chat.org.